match, Angus, was that down to Wolves as opposed to yourselves today?
Yeah, I think quite a bit. You know, you can see they have a great side, great individual talent, and got a good way of playing. But I think, you know, at the same time, if you look at the goals, probably come from our doing instead of their, you know, good play. But I think, you know, if you look at the whole game, it's pretty even, but they probably did have the, you know, better chances, better possession of the ball. So, you know, if you look back on it, probably a fair result at the end of the day.
Yeah, they did have a lot of chances, and the ones from open play, you guys kind of kept out. You must be so disappointed that both of their goals have decided to come effectively from set pieces.
Yeah, they were pretty good on the counter today, I think, away from home. That, you know, they're very dangerous, you know, the speed they've got up front. But I thought we defended them well and got quite a few good blocks in. But yeah, you say the set pieces were the things that open us up, and you know, it's probably something we need to look at and try and rectify for the bottom game, because you know, every team in this division is you know, very strong on set pieces, and you know, we need to focus on that.
Yeah, does it feel like you've gone backwards a bit defensively? You obviously had such a good run, and we all talk about the clean sheets or whatever in the last couple of games. Is it a few frailties coming back in?
I don't think going backwards. I think, you know, in the last few games we've played very good sides, good quality, and you know, if you make little mistakes then you get punished. So I think that's probably the case in the last few games. We just need to try and rectify those little mistakes and try and put the ball in at the other end, and you know, keep more clean sheets again.
Yeah, you're kind of touching it there. Obviously Derby, Wolves, both going for promotion, both spent a lot of money and both expected to be up there at the end. Are we sensing a shuffling of the order in terms of where you guys maybe are going to end up this year, or
possibly? But if you look at the other games that we've won away from home, we've beat Middlesbrough and, you know, teams like Reading and Sheffield United who are up there as well. So I think this league is a tough league, and you know, every game you go into you face, you know, different opponents, different qualities. And I think today and on Saturday we faced, you know, strong teams, and hopefully we can bounce back on Saturday and get 3 points.
Yeah, I was going to say, it puts a pressure on that game, doesn't it? And obviously you had the struggles here. Kind of puts a pressure on your away form as well. Does it feel like that?
Not really, no. You know, most away games you go into, you know, you're sort of the underdog. Possibly on Saturday we might be the favourites, but, you know, Bolton are, you know, a good side, a strong side, so we need to be right on it from the start, because, you know, if we don't, then we could get bullied, and you know, we need to be focused for that game now and go and get the win.
From where you're sat in the goal, can you see an issue with what's happening at home? Because it's just not happening, is it, at the moment?
Well, not at the moment, but I think, you know, it's not because we're not creating chances, because I think we are. It's just maybe we're not finishing them off or getting that little bit of luck. Like on Saturday we hit the bar, today we hit the post. So I think if one of those drops in and we go ahead in the game, then, you know, it could be a different story. But you know, we just need to keep creating them chances, and if we keep creating, then we'll score the goals.
Do you think you've probably played the side that will win the division in the end of it?
I think they'll be up there, yeah. They've got a great quality, even off the bench. You know, they're a very dangerous side, but you never know in this division. So we'll see at the end of the season. But hopefully, you know, we'll be near them. I think if we are, we'll be right amongst it.
Brilliant. Just a couple more. In terms of the energy in the side, how sapping has this been? And have we seen a bit of that today? Because it just felt like the energy wasn't there tonight.
Yeah, possibly. I think it's always easier when you're on the front foot and winning or leading games to be, at your 100% best. But, you know, it's been a tough few weeks with the lads. And, you know, I think the international break will be welcomed. But we just need to get to Bolton and get the points, and hopefully all the fans will be happy going to the international break.
And just finally, John was in the other goal today. I'm sure you sort of saw him maybe once or twice in your time. He was here a long time. There's some nice words from Daniel before the game as well. Just talk to us about that. Where does John sit, and you know, what you've watched and taken?
Yeah,
on board?
He's been a great hero of mine growing up. I remember before I left, when I was younger, I used to train with him quite regularly, and he's a great role model. You know, he still is a great keeper. And you know, I'm pleased for him that he's at a great team. And you know, hopefully we'll be close to him in the league, and you know, we'll be challenging together at the top of the table.
Did you get to have a word with him today? Or?
Yeah, I saw him before and after the game. Just wished him well. You know, he's a great guy, and you know, a great role model for me. So you know, if I can have half the career he has had, then you know, I'll be happy.
Well, then I can stop. Nice, appreciate it.